A friend loaned me a book by Patricia Hampel, I Could Tell You Stories. This is a book about her memoir, but also about writing memoirs. And she writes in this book, quote, "It still comes as a shock to realize that I don't write about what I know, but in order to find out what I know." When I read that, it reminded me of one of my favorite reads in the last few years, which is a book, Strangers to Ourselves, by Dr. Timothy Wilson, a psychologist. And basically, the summary of the book is, we don't know what we don't know. We don't know even what we do know. We have a huge reservoir, he calls the adaptive unconscious, that drives a lot of our choices, drives a lot of our feelings. It's like we are jumbo jets that do the majority of our journey on autopilot. The autopilot in human terms is the adaptive unconscious. It filters what we do and how we see things, even how we see our choices. And the best we can do, it's not necessarily accessible to us by just, you know, logic. The best we can do is become great observers of ourselves, get curious, so that we might become a bit more intentional, a bit more conscious about why we do what we do. For me, this all sounds like just like a nice thing to do, but not practical or not realistic until... I know, it was about 20 years ago when I was a manager at an organization, and I had the gift of this horrible feedback that what I said and what I did contradicted. I could not believe that because integrity is such a highly held value for me. But I said I believed in collaboration and empowerment, and yet there was pretty strong evidence to say I was leading in a much more controlling, dictatorial way. Hugely embarrassing. Hugely. It would be very easy to deny it, defend myself. And luckily, there was enough there and enough support for me to be able to look at that and say, wow, what is that about? What's driving that? Because I clearly have this value of everyone having a voice, and I clearly have a value integrity. But there, my jumbo jet autopilot was controlling, and I'll make a decision and don't have time to hear your voice. That gift of that contradiction being made, brought to my awareness, is what is possible with building a little bit more awareness in ourselves. First, understanding that so much of what we do, so much of why we react the way we react, is because of past experience. We make up stories that make us feel better about what's going on, not necessarily literally represent what is going on. There have been studies, tons of studies in this book, Strangers to Ourselves, which were also replicated in a book called Blink by Malcolm Gladwell, that clearly show that we often don't even know why we do what we do. One simple little example was the researcher was having people sit in front of a screen with four squares, and X's would appear randomly in, or it seemed randomly, in these different squares. There was indeed actually a pattern of when the X's appeared, a very complicated pattern. But what would happen with the subjects in this experiment is they would get better and better and better in their performance. Now, when he would ask the subjects, why are you getting better? Just getting a rhythm. They didn't really know why they were getting better. What he would do periodically is he would change the algorithm, change the pattern of how the X's showed up, and their performance would deteriorate matching the change. And he would ask them, why is your performance going down? And they would say, well, I lost my rhythm. Or because these were psychologists who were the subject of the experiment, and the psychologists knew they were testing unconscious impact on choices, they would say, well, you must have done something subliminally. You must have popped up something on the screen that distracted my performance. But what was really happening is, unbeknownst to them consciously, they were learning the pattern, and they were performing accordingly. And when the pattern got changed, behavior or performance deteriorated, and they didn't have any idea why, because it was unconscious in the first place why they're performing well. That's just a little experiment from a psychologist's point of view, but it happens day after day after day in our lives. We do so much that we don't even know why we do it. Why does that particular thing bother me so much, or that person, or that incident, when it doesn't bother somebody else? What is it about my past experience, my assumptions, my story about how life should be, that's going on here? We are motivated to see the world that gives us the most pleasure. So I'll make up a story that feels really good. I'm okay. You may not be okay. I can live with that because I feel better knowing I'm okay. So the best we can do, Dr. Wilson says in his book, Strangers to Ourselves, is to become a great observer of ourselves. Back to the Patricia Hampel quote, I don't write about what I know, but in order to find out what I know. So becoming an observer of yourself, noticing what pushes your buttons, journaling about questions, even free fall writing, meaning put the pen to paper and set a timer for 5 minutes and ask yourself a question and just write. Or meditating to become more conscious of what does happen in your brain, because your brain, when you start meditating, if you sit in silence just for a minute, notice how flittering your brain can be about different thoughts and thinking about the past or judging or worrying. Or it's amazing. So more conscious awareness of your brain through meditation or some similar practice, centering prayer, can be very, very helpful. The other thing that helps in observing ourselves is our right hemisphere is all about image and emotion. So paying attention to and playing with images, not just language, can help us access a lot of what we know. We know a lot more than we know we know. Just like that little experiment with the quadrants and the X's, we know a lot. So the right hemisphere, which again doesn't operate so much in the linguistic realm, but more in the image and feeling realm, how do I access that? Playing with images, playing with collages, playing with metaphor can be great ways for us to become more aware of how we see things the way we see things. It's not just a nice thing to do. It's critical for us to become more intentional and to living out our values, to have more integrity between who we aspire to be and who we are. It's all possible to find out a little bit more about why we do what we do.